good, you're here. Just wrapping up 12 presents. Welcome to Life Lab Notes and our holiday series, The 12 Days of Christmas Regifted. We're taking the daily gifts listed in that famous carol and celebrating them in our own way. This is Day 9, Nine Ladies Dancing by Sylvie Zamora.
There were only 8 shops in the Los Pinos shopping center. Only 2 were ever open after 7 p.m. Tonight, however, it was down to just Frankie's Bar, which is why there were 9 glum students from the Move It Dance Studio sitting in a dimly lit booth near the pool table in the corner. One of them thought they remembered getting an email about class being canceled. Another thought maybe something had happened to the teacher. Someone else said this was just their luck. Gloria spoke.
I have treats.
This stopped everyone cold, because although Gloria was clearly the type of person to bring treats to a class, she had never actually done so. She opened her duffel bag and brought out the plastic container, placing it reverently on the table.
It's Sufganya. Jelly donuts? For Hanukkah? Today is the first day of Hanukkah.
None of her classmates were Jewish, but also none could turn down a powdered sugar confectionery. It just didn't seem right. Hanukkah's a big deal, right? Like your version of Christmas? Diane was roundly shushed by the others and actually smacked in the shoulder by Sarah sitting next to her. Gloria patiently explained the ancient story of the rededication of the temple, that they only had enough olive oil for the lamps for one day, but somehow that small supply lasted for 8 days.
So, like a miracle.
Diane was smacked again, this time by Melissa on her left. Not everyone believes in miracles, this was discussed as the powdered sugar spread across the table. Some people think everything is a miracle. This was also hotly debated as the second round of drinks arrived. There's the miracle of birth, which is a scientific fact of naturally occurring chemical reactions. Ah, but finding the right person with whom to have a child, surely that is a miracle in this day and age. Who says it has to be the right person? There's more than one right person for everyone. Everyone? I'm not talking about soulmates. Gloria stood up. Suddenly, and without warning, her chair screeched and toppled backward. Her purse splattered open on the floor, flinging a tin of hand cream and a lipstick in the shade she was never brave enough to wear. Now that she had done this, she had no idea what came next. This was classic Gloria, and this was the night and the very moment she was seeing it for herself. The marriage, too young. The job, not quite qualified. Quitting the job, leaving her husband. This class. All her life, she had known how to take a leap, but not what to do next. Now, with 8 acquaintances and a bar full of strangers watching her in silence, all of that, not knowing what to do next, came flooding over her. An army of uncertainty wielding jagged-edged regret. The darkness overcame her. Diane spoke next. Diane, the busybody with the rough edges and the sharp tongue. Diane, the one who teased too hard, who eavesdropped on Gloria's phone conversation one night before a class. Diane, the only other soul who knew that Gloria would soon be starting chemo.
"Let's dance," she said. "We don't need the teacher. Come on, I dare you."
And so it was. On the first night of Hanukkah, in the parking lot of a strip center, bundled in coats and mittens in pools of misty street lamp lights, 9 ladies danced.
Nine Ladies Dancing was written by Sylvie Zamora and performed by Kelly Hazen. Thanks for listening. Please stop by our website, lifelabnotes.com, and read about the very cool writers, actors, and musicians who joined in on this project. And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Life Lab Notes. And spread the word. Wait, More importantly, spread some joy.